Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today.
Servants, servants, a very nervous king was calling out. Perhaps in the middle of the night, King Nebuchadnezzar had just waked from a very perplexing dream. It troubled him so much he couldn't go back to sleep.
"Call all my magicians, astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to come at once."
Magicians and sorcerers were people who used witchcraft and power from Satan. Astrologers are those who believe the stars cause things to happen in people's lives. They use horoscopes to try to tell what's going to happen. Have you ever played with horoscopes or Ouija boards? Maybe someone you know has tried to tell your future with a crystal ball, or the lines in the palm of your hand, or tea leaves, or even games for children to call up spirits or to work a spell. But in the Bible, God gives strict warning against those things. Leviticus 19:26 says, "Neither shall you use enchantment or observing of times." Deuteronomy 4:19 says, "When you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, do not worship them." Deuteronomy 18:10-12 says, "There shall not be found among you anyone who uses divination," that means fortune telling, "or an observer of times," that means horoscopes, "or an enchanter," that means someone who works charms or spells. "All that do so are an abomination to the Lord." An abomination is a big word that simply means something God hates. When the king called for all his magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, and Chaldeans, there were four young men who did not come. They stayed in their rooms. Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael were not present with those who appeared before the king because they were very different from them. Daniel and his three friends knew their wisdom came from the Lord, not Satan's tricks or charms. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, your wisdom comes from the Lord, and you should ask Him for wisdom. Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do or to say. Colossians 2:3 says that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in one person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. God's word strictly forbids us to use Satan's evil tricks to try to find out the future or hidden information. Some children play around with tarot cards or seances just for fun. But God warns us against having anything at all to do with Satan's ways. We're to hate them as God hates them. What does our memory verse say we should do when we need wisdom? James 1:5. "If any of you lack wisdom," that means if you need wisdom, "let him ask of God, and it shall be given him." If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, you should ask God for wisdom. Daniel and his three friends wasted no time in crying out to God for his wisdom in this life-threatening situation. They knew only God had the wisdom and the power to reveal the secret of the king's dream. How long did they continue in prayer? We don't know, but probably not very long. But Daniel 2:19 says, "Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision." What do you think was the first thing Daniel did? Well, verse 19 ends, "Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven." Daniel remembered to praise and thank God for his answer. He prayed, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He reveals the deep and secret things." Then Daniel went to Arioch and asked to be brought to the king. "Are you really able to make known the dream and its meaning?" the king asked. Daniel answered, "The secret which the king has demanded, could not the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, nor the sorcerers tell the king? But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. And, O king, he wants you to know what's going to happen in the last days." Then Daniel began to explain the dream and its meaning. "You saw an awesome statue, huge and dazzling. The head was gold, the chest was silver, the belly and thighs of bronze, the legs were of iron, and the feet were iron mixed with clay. Then suddenly you saw a big rock strike the statue and smash it into pieces, and the rock grew and filled the whole earth. The king's attention was riveted. No doubt the dream was coming back to him now, and he realized Daniel was telling him not only the dream, but the profound meaning of it. Daniel went on, "You, O King Nebuchadnezzar, are the head of gold. The God of heaven has given you great power, but you will not rule forever. The other parts of the statue represent other kings that will come after you. The big rock stands for the kingdom God will set up someday. It will destroy all other kingdoms, and it will last forever." Did you know that you and I live in the part of world history that has seen most of that vision come true? Now we're just waiting for that big rock. Who is that big rock? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, God's perfect Son. Remember that we celebrate Christmas as the time Jesus came into the world as a baby? 1 Timothy 1:15 tells us why Jesus came. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Because you and I and everyone else in the world were born as sinners, we needed to be saved. Why? Because if we're sinners, we're all under the curse of death. Have you ever driven by a cemetery or read the daily newspaper that lists who has died? All those things remind us of the Bible verse, "The wages of sin is death," Romans 6:23. Does everyone have to die? Well, the reason everyone has to die is because everyone is under the curse of sin. Sin is breaking God's laws, like disobeying parents and hating someone in your heart, wanting your own way. God says the punishment for sin is death forever in a place called hell. Aren't you glad that God sent Jesus into the world to save us from that punishment of sin? Do you remember how Jesus saved us? He came into the world as a baby. He grew up and allowed wicked men to nail him to the cross. Then Jesus hung bleeding and dying, taking our punishment for sin. The Bible says how that Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose again the third day. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Now Jesus is alive. He's in heaven, and he's preparing for the time when he will return to earth, not as a savior, but as the king, the big rock. The Bible tells us much about how Jesus will come and destroy all his enemies and set up his everlasting kingdom. When Daniel finished revealing the king's dream and all its wonderful meaning, King Nebuchadnezzar did an incredible thing. He fell down on the floor on his face before Daniel, saying, "It is true that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets." The Bible says, "Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief over all the wise men of Babylon." Daniel asked and received promotions for his three friends, and they too served as rulers in the kingdom. Do you think they ruled wisely? Yes, because no doubt daily they were asking God for his wisdom. If you know the Lord Jesus, will you remember to ask God for his wisdom? This week you will face problems, decisions, and you'll have questions about things people tell you. Maybe someone else will even ask your advice about something. Don't try to figure out your own answers. Don't listen to ungodly friends. Especially remember God's warnings to stay away from any occultic things. This week, will you remember to ask God for the wisdom you need? Remember James 1:5, "If any of you lack," that means need, "wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given him." If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, won't you make the wisest decision you could ever make by believing on him today? He wants to save you and make you his child today. Go now to How to Be a Child of God. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.